Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA, FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grooms.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
BT, it's Al back on the Fan News of the Day. The Vikings are out of the Aaron Rodgers sweepstakes. Before we get to the Hoff aspect of it, who told us this a week ago but kind of led us in a wrong way, we'll clean that up yet again. But Adam Schefter tweeted 10 minutes ago, BT, on the Rodgers stuff. I'm going to read quote here from his Twitter feed. Schefter, nothing related to Minnesota has altered Aaron Rodgers' timeline. One source monitoring Rodgers' potential decision about the 2025 season said this morning that the free agent QB still, quote, is in no rush at all.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe I was wrong to assume that Rodgers maybe be getting closer to a decision here. That is not true. Now, Hoff, can you have the Pelissero tweet that he had out this morning, the report here.
I'm sure you do have it, yes.
Okay,
of course,
now do you want to read this to us on the air when you found out about this? Go ahead, read us this exact thing.
Exactly?
Yes.
Or do you want me to?
No. Oh, no, okay. I want you to read it exactly.
Okay. Tom Pelissero, the Vikings have rejected multiple trade calls on J.J. McCarthy, telling other teams they're moving forward with him as their quarterback, sources say.
Okay, was there a follow-up now that...
There's a little bit more.
Go ahead.
The team plans to add a veteran, but they're not pursuing Aaron Rodgers at this time. McCarthy now enters the offseason as QB1.
All right, so he's healthy. And you are exonerated, my friend.
Well, I don't know about exonerated, BT, because that tweet is different from the one that said likely. Now, Pelissero has been on this, so you got to give him credit for having that inkling. He said very likely that McCarthy was going to be the starter in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
In the last week since he said that, it was probably actually a week ago today, since he said that, he now can confirm that the Vikings aren't in on Rodgers. Although he did tag that. What was the last thing that you said there? There still was a little open window, which I hate when they do that.
The team plans to add a veteran, but they're not pursuing Aaron Rodgers at this time.
At this time. Yeah. Well, he's just protected his own behind, which is
I know, but are you reporting it or not?
Why? Yeah, I know.
They're not pursuing Rodgers. So he's couching. My point is what Hoff said last week, he took Palacero's report, and instead of saying likely, he said McCarthy's going to be the starter in Minnesota.
They changed it.
Which led us to believe that Rodgers was out in Minnesota. Now, it just so happens that that is going to be the case. But today, Hoff, today is more definitive. Do you see the difference?
No, because I was accurate about a week ago. I was still accurate. It's still the end result is still the same.
But based on the wording, is there any chance that you can, you know, come clean and say that maybe you kind of lucked into being right here based on this
no.
one?
Luck is something you make.
Yeah, right.
Created.
First of all, you weren't right. Pelissero lucked into it.
Hold on a second.
Maybe not lucked into it.
I trusted my source. Tom Pelissero is a very trustworthy source. So when I see it, that he wrote that,
And my issue, by the way, just to be clear, my issue is not even with you trusting Pelissero because he is one of the more trusted writers. My issue is leaving out a very key word.
Yeah, it was sloppy. He was in a rush. Dove was chewing his ear off and the phone was ringing. And
I'm getting giddy text on the train going in and out of service. And Hoff's like, oh, yeah. Oh, like, God. He's all fired up today.
Like, taking bows?
Like, he's vindicated because of this Pelissero report.
I feel very good.
Be
still
humble.
Missing the point. Yeah, be humble. By the way, there was a tweet from Hoff last night that later on I'm going to need him to explain.
What, about the Rangers getting their face kicked in?
Did you? No. It was about the Texas Rangers. Did you see this tweet?
No, I wasn't on social media at all last night. No.
Sometimes he does it right on the air, and he'll come up with these one-liners, and we're both like, I don't get it. And then on social media, sometimes he does the same thing.
Yeah.
And he tweeted something last night that I was like, I looked at it 15 times. I'm like, what am I?
Oh, you missed out on a huge story.
I'm like, what am I missing here?
There's a huge story behind that. We'll get into that.
Yeah, we could explain it. Maybe we'll do that a little bit later, BT. You got to see this
tweet. We can do it later. Okay. By the way, we will definitely get back to that. I got a little something on the field stuff. Remember I said that there was an offer from the Steelers?
Yes.
Okay, so according to a report from Jeremy Fowler, I did see this yesterday, the Steelers made a last-ditch effort to keep Fields in free agency. The report suggests Pittsburgh offered him a better contract than the $40 million deal he ultimately signed with the Jets. It's interesting. That's interesting.
That is interesting.
Uh-huh.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE, and I'm Jimmy Uso. Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today, and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
What went on there? Did he didn't like
I Pittsburgh? Think he probably didn't like the... I mean, if I just had a guess, he didn't like the way he was yanked around. I mean, he was playing pretty well. He had 10 total touchdowns, one pick, I think 4 or 5 in the air, 5 on the ground. They were winning some games. Russell came back healthy, take a seat. He's probably like, screw you. I mean, I was in the middle of maybe a career renaissance, and you unplugged me. So, you know, he liked, I'm sure, the energy of the Jets, the sell of the Jets. Where have we heard this before? The young roster of the Jets. He played with a few of those boys, you know, a few of his buddies at Ohio State, Rutgers, obviously Garrett Wilson.
Yeah.
But see, the thought was, well, and I'm not saying Justin Fields is a star. Who knows how this? He's definitely not a star. Let's see how this goes. But a lot of people saying, I mean, look, the Steelers didn't even want him. What the hell? Well, but the Steelers did want them. That's why I point this out. He didn't want the Steelers.
Correct. And I wonder if that has something to do with maybe Tomlin being too tough on him.
Oh. I don't know.
Well, Glenn, I would think, is going to be that same kind of.
Oh, he's going to be an ass-kicker, my guy, AG. Oh, yeah.
I think so, too. So I don't know if he'll. And we'll find out the real reasons why. But you're right. That is at least telling where it's not like the Steelers kicked him to the curb, which is something that I thought initially, hey, if you were that good. Well, I mean, they didn't make him start last year. That is a fact. Like, they could have had him start the majority of last year. He didn't win the job. Russell Wilson did. And Russell Wilson took it when he came back and was healthy. So, and then was able to keep the job. Right or wrong, that's what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Fields was bothered by that. But in the Steelers' eyes, and I trust the Steelers' hierarchy, specifically Tomlin, to identify the best player that gives them the best chance to win, they chose Russell Wilson instead of Fields. That did happen.
You know, they did. I don't trust them the way I used to. They've kind of lost their way a little bit. I mean, I get it. Certain teams, you know, even we're talking about the Yankees here. Like, when the Yankees come up, the Yankees will find a way. Well, I'm not so sure. I think the Yankees going to have some struggles this year, as we talked about yesterday on the show. Free Odyssey app if you missed it. But, you know, what this says, this is very interesting. Justin Fields was in the building. Russell Wilson was in the building. They offered Justin Fields $40 million.
Right.
They've yet to offer Russell Wilson anything.
Right. You would
very
think
that, interesting.
Now, I just don't know if they wanted Fields. I know you're saying it's starter money. But weren't they interested on Rodgers before Fields even made his decision?
Well, was that other people saying they were interested? Or is that generated from legitimate interest inside the building from the Steelers for Rodgers?
We got to go back and check the timeline.
Yeah,
that.
Check that report.
BT, it's Al, the fan. All right, we'll come back. We'll get back to the Giants' calls and Rodgers and the quarterback situation. Also, next hour, we'll talk about the Mets as well. We can work them into the conversation, BT, as we are just over a week away from opening day for both the Mets and the Yanks. BT, it's Al on the fan.